everybody, and welcome again to Two Chairs No Waiting, episode 12. This is our last episode for 2008, so I hope you're going to enjoy it. We're going to just talk about some listener feedback, hit a few items that we haven't been able to get to in some of the other shows, and then next year we'll get back into some more of the interviews that we have on tap. I want to remind you guys that we'd love to hear from you. You can go to our podcast website at mayberry.com/podcast, but we'd love to hear from you from voicemails as well. So when we do these feedback episodes, that you guys can be a part of it. You know, I'd really love for you to call in and leave a message. The number toll free is 888-684-8415, 888-684-8415. Or you can email me as well, floyd@mayberry.com, and I can read your notes to everybody. But I would rather hear it from you on your own voice. Last episode was all about Miss Ellie. You know, we talked to Miss Ellie. We interviewed her. Well, as part of the feedback we got, Mike Peacock, he's a member of the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board chapter. I'll have a link to that in our show notes. And he had sent me a short clip of an interview he did with Eleanor back in 98 as well. It was 1998. It's going to be talking a little bit about why she left the show, and we talked about that with her last week, but this might give us a little bit more information. So let's take a listen.
A little bit about your thoughts of your time with Andy and the cast of Andy Griffith.
I had a wonderful time. I was there the first year, and I was happy to see it go into the top 10 during that period. I just did the first year because I needed some time and for personal reasons just to be on my own and be away from a series situation. I'd come right from Father Knows Best. 3 months later, boom, I was in another series. And I was at an age where I needed some private time.
I want to thank Mike for providing us that clip. Again, that was back in 1998. Evidently, a lot of interviewing went on in 1998 because almost all of them I have with the cast was from 1998. So anyway, we want to thank Mike. He's been a member of the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board chapter for a long time. So I've known him for a long time. Thanks again, Mike. Another guy that's a member of the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board chapter that we want to hear from is Robbie Curley. Robbie Curley, he gave me some feedback about a chance meeting he had almost kind of with Andy Griffith. Let's listen to this one.
Like to tell you about was with Andy himself, although I never had the pleasure of meeting him. Back in October of 2002, when the city of Mount Airy honored Andy by naming a portion of Highway 52 as the Andy Griffith Parkway, Suzanne and I visited Mount Airy along with thousands of others in hopes of seeing the man himself in person at the dedication ceremonies. We are very blessed to be friends of the Blackman family, who owns the Hampton Inn where we were staying, and they also own the Andy Griffith home place where Andy was raised as a boy. On the evening before the dedication ceremony, we enjoyed dinner with the Blackmans, along with Patty and David Browning, where David just kept us in stitches with his amazing humor and quick wit. After the dinner, Betty Blackman was driving us back to the Hampton when she suddenly asked if we could keep a secret. Well, hoping to hear some juicy Mount Airy Mayberry gossip, we said, "Of course." She said, "Well, we'll make a slight detour on Haymore Street before we get to the hotel." We turned onto Haymore at its lower end, opposite the end of the Rockford Street intersection, and as we slowly climbed the hill, I automatically began looking for Andy's home place at the top of the hill on the left. As the house and driveway came into view, I noticed a squad car and a Mount Airy police unit parked in the driveway. Betty whispered, "Andy's staying in his old home tonight." As we slowly approached the driveway, the Mount Airy police officer sitting in his car gave us a weary look, but then recognized Betty and smiled and waved. Betty stopped for just a moment in front of the house, and I noticed that the curtains had been drawn in the big picture window, but there was a gap of about a foot, allowing us to get a quick glimpse of the inside of the well-lit living room. Lo and behold, I could just see a gentleman very much at home, reclining in a Lazy Boy, with a floor-standing lamp just over his shoulder. I said, "Oh my goodness, it's Andy." And sure enough was. Betty said, "Well, how about that? We were luckier than I thought we'd be." As we pulled away from the home place and turned onto Rockford, headed back towards the Hampton Inn, I knew that for one very brief moment, while sitting there on Haymore Street in Mount Airy, North Carolina, in front of a modest home not much unlike the one on the show, with a squad car parked in the driveway and the sheriff of Mayberry relaxing inside in a Lazy Boy, the concept of Mayberry had suddenly become a real place, in addition to the one that lives on in the hearts of our fellow Andy Griffith Show fans. As our beloved Floyd is fond of saying, everything is okay in Mayberry. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you, Robbie. Hey, thank you for taking the time to send that in. We appreciate it. We'd love to hear from more of you guys. If you'd call us and leave us a message, and we'd hear your voices, given your words and feedback, which we're about to talk about. But before we do our feedback, this isn't feedback. It's feedback to you. And I wanted to tell you that I made a mistake uploading the podcast last week, and some of you may have gotten episode number 10, the Ken Junkin interview, the second part of it, instead of episode 11, which was Eleanor Donahue. Sorry about that. I fixed it pretty quickly, and not too many folks were affected, but I did want to say sorry for the mistake. Hey, these electronal marvels, they'll get you sometimes. Anyway, let's go on into the feedback. Feedback, hey, we've gotten a rating, 5 stars on iTunes. 1 rating. We only have 11 subscribers, though, so that's not too bad. You know, almost 10% there. But Fife is his name. Gave us a rating at iTunes, and we really appreciate it. What he said was, Two Chairs, No Waiting is a great podcast created by administrator of Mayberry.com, Alan Newsom, is a longtime and dedicated fan of the Andy Griffith Show. His knowledge and love of the show is something that fans can trust and have confidence in. George Lindsay interviews, to start off, seems like very insightful. Keep them coming, Floyd. Hey, we want to thank you, Fife, for giving us a rating. And anybody else that's got an iTunes account, we'd appreciate it if you go over and rate us and, you know, give us some feedback and let us know what you're thinking. We have some more email that came in. Janet, who goes by Thelma Lou over on the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board Digest, had this to say about episode 11, which was last episode with Eleanor. Said, I especially enjoy your most recent podcast with the interview with Eleanor Donahue, though I listen to all and enjoy them all, all of them. And adding Away in the Manger at the end was a perfect touch. Thanks, Janet. I thought it was appropriate for Christmas time. It was great, and especially since Eleanor was the interviewee that week. It just seemed to be a really good fit, and I'm glad you're enjoying it, and keep listening. Tell your friends. Romina over at the Taylor's Front Porch, and she also went on the cruise with me this year. First time I actually got to meet her. We'll have a link to the front porch so you guys can go there. She had this to say. She said, Hey, Floyd, great podcast. Very down home, friendly, and welcoming. Makes me proud to know you. I'm proud to know you too, Romina, and look forward to seeing you again next year on the cruise to Mayberry 4. Links to that will be on our show notes as well. Dave Holland, or however he says his name. He goes by Gomer in Glasgow. If I can speak, it would help a whole lot to do these podcasts, because it is audio. Should be able to talk. Anyway, he wrote in to remind me that he was around early in the life of the Who's Been Messing Up the Baltimore chapter, much like Jack Fellinger and Kevin Johnson. And he says also to have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Thanks, Dave. We appreciate that. Lots of luck to you and yours, Gomer and Gaslow. Hey, Dave, I'm sorry I've left you out. I didn't mean to leave out anybody, but it was great to hear from you. I hadn't heard from you in a long time. I'm sure I left out a lot of folks that I should have mentioned, and I hope I didn't hurt anybody's feelings or anything like that. And I know Dave is just giving me a hard time, but really, if I left you out, you are appreciated, believe me. And like Floyd would have told Aunt Bee when she was on that game show, yeah, how soon they forget. Brian from up in Stevensville, Maryland, wrote in to say, Greetings, Alan. What was it like to meet Hoke Howell in Judge Laird's Mayberry room in Anniston, Alabama? What did he talk about? Just curious to know. Thanks. Wow. I wasn't even sure how Brian knew about this. And then I started looking around on the Mayberry.com site. There's so much stuff on there, I can't even remember what I've put on it. But there's an article on there that was in my sentence the online newsletter of the Mother Figure chapter, which is my chapter, which means I wrote this, but it was back in, 2000 or something. It's been a while. There's a whole article in there. I got to meet Hoke Howe. He was Dud on the Andy Griffith Show, Charlene's boyfriend, husband. And the way I got to meet him, this was the second time actually I had met him, was down in Judge Joel Laird. He's a judge here in the state of Alabama. Has a room in his basement that's a Mayberry room. And he has like a painting on the wall. It looks like it's a window to Floyd's barbershop. It's big. It's like the window. And it looks like Floyd's sitting on the inside of the window, and they got the barber pole beside the painting. And it's great. And if you go to the website, if you go to our show notes, I'll have a link to it. There's an article on there about it, meeting Hulk, and what we did down there in that room. It's the pictures are fun to see, if nothing else. You can see Floyd cutting Dud's hair. He's sitting there, and Barney and Floyd are sitting there in front of the barbershop window reading the newspaper, and Barney's asleep. Floyd's reading the paper. Anyway, these were some good memories. I'm glad Brian asked about it. Hoke Howe was a wonderful guy. I enjoyed getting to meet him. He was so nice. I mean, he was sitting around in this basement with us, just telling us about, how he got to be Dud, and then why he wasn't Dud later on, which we kind of already thought it out. But, he wasn't Dud later. Bob Denver became Dud on one episode. Well, the reason that was is because some little show that Bob Denver was going to be appearing on, what's it called? Gilligan's Island, was about to come on. And if you'll remember, Skipper was on the Andy Griffith Show as well, as a farmer. He was coming around and hefting all the women in town and lifting them up. So what CBS was doing at the time was trying to get publicity for these actors that were about to start their own shows with the Gilligan's Island show. That's how Dud, which is what Hoke Howe, he's Dud. That's how come he wasn't Dud later on when Bob Denver, I keep wanting to say Denver Pyle, when Bob Denver came on and was Dud in that one episode. So anyway, he talked about a lot of that stuff. I have a box of Milk Duds, Milk Duds candy that you can get. I have a box of that sitting over here on my shelf that was signed by Dud. Hoke's autograph and everything's on there. So anyway, it was a great day, and I'll think about that some more and try to give you a little bit more information if I can think of anything that was outstanding. Lastly, we got big news. Big news. I'm gonna put links to this and everything, but I got an email not long ago from Paul Balmer, our man over in Afghanistan. We keep talking about him in different episodes, and he had offered to send me a flag that had been flown over in Afghanistan in the honor of myself and of the Andy Griffith Show Ruin Hunters Club. Well, I wrote him back and told him I obviously didn't deserve that honor, but I would definitely accept it on behalf of fans of the show. And I got that the day before Christmas, I believe, in the mail. Let me read you the certificate that came with the flag. It says, "So that it shall be known, this flag was flown at the airfield in Afghanistan, illuminated in the dark by the light of justice, and bears witness to sacrifice and courage of those men and women fighting terrorist forces threatening the freedom of the United States of America and the world. It was flown for 9 hours and 11 minutes. Operation Enduring Freedom. Presented to Alan Newsom in recognition of the members of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Rutgers Clubs and fans of Two Chairs No Waiting for their support of our troops. Presented by Chief Master-at-Arms B. Paul Balmer, Guard Force Commander, Afghanistan." And it's Bragham. I hope I'm saying that right. It's the airfield. It was flown the 7th day of December, 2008. And it's got Jeffrey Dolson, Lieutenant Commander, MP Commanding. I believe I'm saying that right. I just can't say enough about what this means to me, and I think it'll mean a lot to all you guys that are listening as well. I actually have a flag that was flown over in Afghanistan in the honor of you guys and the folks that love this show. And Paul, we want to thank you. Wow. I'm just glad I was able to get George Lindsay to be able to say hi to you and your men that are serving over there. Thank you again for all that you're doing. Okay, folks, I guess that's about it for this episode. Wow, I went a little long, talked a whole lot. Hope you enjoyed it. Remember, we're brought to you by WeaversDepartmentStore.com, so drop by and see them. And please, please, please leave me a voicemail so that I won't talk so much next time and you can do more talking. The voicemail number is 888-684-8415. And we'll see you next time. Bye. Visit Two Chairs Now Waiting on the web at Mayberry.com/podcast. Send us your feedback to Floyd@Mayberry.com or phone us and leave voicemail at 888-684-8415.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save